Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And here we are, Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, November 25th, 2020, 18 minutes past the hour. Now, I have got to go back here because I goofed up. Now, I want to let you know this again, and then I'm going to tell you where I goofed up. Free Thanksgiving Day meal on Thanksgiving, open to the public at Dayspring Wesleyan Church right across from Menards. It will be carry out from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow on Thanksgiving. If you have any questions about this, call 740-389-3684. That's 740-389-3684. Now, they plan on serving over 1,000 people tomorrow because of Emmanuel Lutheran not having their big Thanksgiving meal and the rec center not having theirs, which they do every year. And they were looking, I said in hour number one, they were looking for turkeys and pumpkin pies. That's wrong. And our caller pointed out last hour why it's wrong. Maybe I just have turkey on the brain. But it's not turkey and pumpkin pie. They are looking for pumpkin pies, but they're looking for hams. It's hams and pumpkin pies. So that's what they're looking for over at Dayspring, hams and pumpkin pies. So if you can help them with this, call them, 740-389-3684, or just go out there with your ham and pumpkin pie, and I'm sure they will be very appreciative, right across from Menards, the big church on Route 95. And again, the free Thanksgiving meal open to the public tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. It's carry out, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., so there you have it. Now, on to other business this morning. My turkey problem before we get into the turkey trivia. Okay, here's the deal, and it does have to do with thawing the turkey. Now, I have cooked the turkey for my family for many, many years now. It's been at my home for at least 5 years, probably longer than that at this point, that I've been cooking the turkey. Okay, I've never had this problem before. A matter of fact, 1 year, I had the turkey on, because we eat late. We eat like 4 or 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. And 1 year, the turkey really was not thawed out all the way. It was close, but it wasn't all the way thawed out. Okay, this year, the turkey is in the sink, which I always do. That's where I thaw the turkey out. It's a big turkey this year, like a 19-pound turkey. And I touched it this morning in the sink, and it feels thawed out. It feels, you know, warm-ish. It still feels cold, but it feels warmish, and it feels like it has thawed out. But I don't know about the insides. So here's the thing about this. I don't know why this is hitting me this year, but I don't recall that in years past. I don't recall the turkey thawing that fast, because I won't eat tomorrow until like 4 o'clock and probably won't put the turkey in until 11 or 12 tomorrow morning. Now, I bought the turkey Monday night, so the turkey has only been in the sink since like 8 o'clock Monday night, so it's really only been in there for about, hasn't even been in there for 48 hours yet. Just Monday night to Tuesday night to Wednesday morning. That's all the time it's been in there. But it does feel thawed. But maybe it's not. So here's the question. How long should you thaw a turkey? And should a turkey kind of feel warmish and mushy? You know, it's not frozen anymore, clearly. Are there any issues with this? Now, again, I've been doing this for a while, and this might have happened before, and maybe I just didn't realize it. But this is where we are this year. So does anybody have any advice on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, asking what you are thankful for this year. We would love to know the answer to that. And I don't know why this turkey thing has become an issue this year, because I'm sure that I have bought the turkey on Sunday before and not had an issue. So why I have an issue all of a sudden, I'm not really sure, but we shall find out. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Ronnie.
Yes, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, buddy. My turkey's been in the sink since Tuesday.
So you put it in yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, Monday. Monday.
Well, see, that's when I put mine in, Monday night about 8 o'clock. And it's about a 19-pound turkey. And it seems like I've done that before, and in one year the turkey wasn't even fully thawed out when I went to cook it on Thursday. But this year, for some reason, it feels very squishy when I touched it this morning.
Well, you know what I do when I cook mine, when I like want de-thawing and helping, is I'll run some warm water, you know, when I go to like wash it off, you know, like, you know, put the water on him and stuff and, like, clean him up. I'll run water down in where, you know, I feel some frozen, you know. Like, if something's still frozen, I'll run some warm water down through wherever.
Well, I've heard, somebody told me, who's actually coming over for Thanksgiving this year, that they thaw their turkey by putting it in water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that do that, too.
Yeah, but see, now I don't know. Does that speed up the process, or I don't know? Is it the same? I don't as just setting it in the sink.
I think it's warm water to put it in.
Well, is there any fear of having the turkey out too long? I mean, is putting it out? I mean, it was frozen when I bought it at the store on Monday night, and I just can't believe that it's already this squishy on Wednesday.
He's probably almost already thawed out.
Well, which is strange, because you wouldn't think that, because usually it takes, you know, 48 to 72 hours. 74 hours? What is it? 74? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just strange this year. I don't think you can overthaw a turkey. Now, I'm sure if you left it in there a week, there might be trouble, but I don't think 3 days is going to be an issue.
Oh, no.
Oh, apparently it's not warm water. I'm getting a message from the internet right now. Apparently you thaw it out in cold water. I guess that's...
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess that's right, though, because if you want to make ice cubes quick, you use cold water instead of warm water.
Yeah.
So what else you having for the big Thanksgiving holiday?
Oh, stuffing and deviled eggs and... My kids, I got to watch what they eat because they're, you know, like, they're real picky eaters. My daughter likes cranberry sauce, and I go mashed potatoes, corn, green beans, baked beans. So I cook a lot.
So what are you having for dessert?
Pumpkin pie and apple pie.
Pumpkin. Now, do you have the whipped cream for the pumpkin pie?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
you want a piece?
Well, I'll never turn down pumpkin pie. But do you use the Cool Whip or do you use the aerosol whipped cream?
I use the Cool Whip.
The Cool Whip. See, I think that's better too for the warm pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Well, what are you thankful for this year?
My kids and my family.
That's always a good thing to be thankful for. Are you having a big get together because of the pandemic or a smaller one this year?
For me and my kids.
You and the kids.
And my family.
Well, I tell you what, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, see, the whole water thing, somebody brought this up to me, who's actually going to be having Thanksgiving dinner with me tomorrow, and I'd never heard of this water thing. Now, I've been thawing out turkeys, like I say, for quite a few years now, and I've never put it in water. but apparently you're supposed to put it in cold water. Phone lines are open here. We'd love to hear from you, your thoughts on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What do you think about my whole turkey situation at this particular point? I don't know why that alarmed me this morning, and I don't even know if there's anything to be alarmed about, because the turkey might be totally frozen underneath. I didn't turn the turkey over to feel that. It just felt like squishy on top, and I was shocked because I thought, well, here we are, still 24 hours before I'm going to cook this thing, and it's already more or less thawed out. And I don't know, you know, are there any big issues? Because we used to hear, oh man, about people getting salmonella on Thanksgiving. I've never had an issue like that, but I don't know. Is this okay? Is this alarming to anybody? Or what are you thankful for? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think? Give me a buzz. Now, I'm getting a message here from one of our listeners out there, Mary. The cold water method. Okay, here we go. Just be sure to keep an eye on it and make sure you change the water every 30 minutes or so. Even the biggest turkey will be thawed in a few hours. Well, this is difficult. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
I'm really concerned about how you're thawing your turkey.
Oh, well, see, I've done it this way every year.
I have never, ever heard of just leaving a frozen anything out on your counter for a few days.
Well, it's in the sink, not on the counter.
Well, I mean, even in the sink.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why would this
it's
be
like
problem?
When I buy, you know, a frozen turkey, I thaw it in the refrigerator. It takes, you know, per pound, it takes so many days, but to just leave. I mean, even though you've been doing it for years, it's just, that sounds scary to me.
Well, see, now this is the interesting thing. What hazards can be caused by putting a turkey in a sink?
And leaving it out for several days? Just sitting in your sink?
Well, for, you know, what does it end up being? 48 hours?
Well, and you know, unless you're thawing it in cold water, and then you do change your water, but that doesn't take several days to do that. I'm very concerned.
Well, see, it's interesting because a few years ago, I did this, and the turkey was still frozen on Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
So I've become paranoid, and I know I've never used the water method. And for whatever reason, on Thanksgiving, it was still frozen, which I did not really understand.
Yeah, well, I think if you ask any cook or any chef, they would say you thaw it in the refrigerator or thaw it in the sink by changing, you know, basically soaking it in cold water, but then changing the water periodically because it will thaw faster.
Well, see, this is the thing I don't understand. Like, thawing it in water. I get, well, the refrigerator, I guess, is like 50. I think the temperature inside of a refrigerator is 50 something. So well above, it's not room temperature, not like 70, but it's 50 whatever inside the refrigerator. And if you put it in water, now cold water is not 54 degrees. I mean, cold water is probably, I don't know, probably 60 degrees itself. It's not freezing. It's not ice water.
No, that's just doing it in water is a faster way to thaw anything.
Right. So what What does the water do that putting it just in the sink would not do?
Yeah, thawing it in water is like putting, you know, putting ice cubes in a glass of water. The ice melts. So therefore, if you have water in your sink and you put this big frozen turkey in there, then it thaws. It just thaws faster like that than even in the refrigerator.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, I get that idea that it will thaw faster because you may be in a hurry. Maybe you're buying your turkey today. You know, who
right.
knows?
Right.
But what I'm confused about is if you're just setting it in the sink or setting it in the sink in water, which I think will make it thaw faster than if you just sat it in the sink, because ice cubes melt faster in water than they do just if you set them on the counter.
Right.
Why would that be safer?
Because it's quicker than leaving your frozen turkey sitting in your sink for 2 to 3 days. I'm thinking that salmonella. I don't think it's very safe.
See, I don't
I need,
know. See,
I need somebody else, some other woman out there to back me up on this.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's funny because I'm trying to think. Now, I know I've always bought the turkey late. I know I've always bought it the week of Thanksgiving. And I'm trying to think in my mind, now, did I sit it in the refrigerator? Did I sit it in the sink? I know I had to put it in the sink at some point. I know I've never put it in water. I do know that.
Uh-huh.
But I can't remember, did I leave it in the sink for a couple days? Because if I left it in the sink, or left it in the refrigerator, and then I put it in the sink, when should I have put it in the sink? Because if you leave it in the refrigerator starting Monday night, that thing is still going to be pretty hard come Wednesday.
Well, again, it depends on the weight of the turkey and how many days. But if you, let's see, if you bought it on Monday, kept it in the refrigerator, and then, you know, take it out, it shouldn't take too long if you use the water method to thaw quicker. I'm just concerned that you've left raw meat, even though it's frozen, raw meat out for going on 2 days.
Well, I'm going to feel it when I get home, because if it's still cold and it's still frozen, it may still be frozen on the bottom. I have no idea. I don't know that there would be if you leave frozen hamburger out and it's still frozen, you know, the temperature of the meat, I mean, what temperature does the meat have to drop below to cause an issue?
That I can't tell you. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, see, it's like I say, I can only know. I'm sure I have put the turkey in the refrigerator, but I think I have done that in preparation for thawing it out. But for some reason, it did not thaw out fast enough. I don't know. It's a strange thing with turkeys, to be honest.
With any frozen meat, I'm concerned. I just want to let you know I'm concerned.
You know what? It can still be fixed, thank goodness, today, because, you know, it doesn't take 24 hours. I mean, like I said, if you put it in water, I bet you could thaw that thing out in 24 hours. How long do you think you got to put it in the water?
I would have to look it up. I don't know. I bought my turkey and stuck him in the refrigerator, and he's going to be fine to cook on Thursday.
Now, when did you put it in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
No,
I let him thaw in the refrigerator.
Now, how long have you had it in there?
I bought him on Friday.
Oh, on Friday. So it's, well, see, that's the, because I knew, if I would have put the turkey in the refrigerator Monday night, I don't think there's any way that would have thawed out by Thursday morning.
No, well, again, depending on the size. I think you said you have a 19 pounds.
I think it's 19 pounds.
Yeah. I just, Okay, ladies.
Yeah, we'll see.
Somebody call in.
We'll see. Well, it's just it's interesting because, like, I think about these churches, and I know that there's no way, like, Dayspring's going to do 1,000 people tomorrow. They expect, and I just. I can't imagine they have the refrigerator space for 1,000 people, enough turkey for 1,000 people.
Well, don't these women, like, prepare the turkey at home or so and then take it in?
I don't know.
I don't think they cook all the meals at the church.
I don't know. It's an interesting thought because... you know, I'm sure somebody knows the answer to. I'm sure we'll get the answer to this book. And they do have that Butterball hotline. So I'm sure that...
Yeah, maybe you should call that.
Maybe I should figure out... Because I don't know... Here's what I think. I don't think there's danger in it, because I think salmonella... Salmonella is eating raw, isn't it?
I think it's just...
I thought it was undercooked, was where you get the salmonella. I think the turkey would have to spoil to
It's raw meat that's sitting in your sink for 2 days.
Right, but if you...
I don't think that's a good idea.
Right, but if you cook it and it's not spoiled, then I don't know, as long as it's cooked all the way through, I don't know how you would get... It's, you know, like when you buy hamburger, I think the most common for people is like hamburger from the store, and they'll put it in the refrigerator, and they'll think, well, I'll cook that on Monday, and it expires on Sunday, or on Monday, and they don't end up cooking it on Monday, and they end up cooking it on Wednesday. Well, if they take it out of the refrigerator, and it smells okay, and it looks okay, I think they still cook it. I mean, how do you tell if something's spoiled?
By smelling it.
Right, and don't you think a turkey would smell?
Smelling and color. The color of the hamburger. That's why when you buy meat, like, from the counter, they have a best used by or used by this date.
I have no idea. Here's the weird thing about it. Because I know that I have been doing this for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And what's weird is that, and I've never had an issue. And what's weird is I cannot remember how I did it. And I, for some reason, it is just not registering in my brain, for some reason. I don't know why that is.
Well, I'm concerned that you've left your turkey out.
It's
sitting in a sink.
Well, when I get home today, I'm going to feel it, and I'm going to look up some things on the internet, and I'm going to touch it and see, because I'm not going to eat bad turkey, and I'm certainly not going to feed that to other people.
Uh-huh.
And I still have time today to go get another turkey and put it in the water and, you know, go ahead with that. Because I don't eat till 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I still have time. I don't know where the mishap happened this year, if there was a mishap, because it never happened before.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Does anybody else have any thoughts on this? How long do you leave the turkey in the refrigerator? Now, I think our first caller said they put it in the sink Monday night. I mean, didn't our first caller say that? That they put it in the sink Monday as well? I don't know. See, I can't remember for some reason. Now, I'll fix this problem today. Thank goodness there's still time, because I eat late on Thanksgiving Day, to fix this this turkey problem. But I just don't know what happened here. I don't know where I've lost my mind on the turkey issue. Okay, we almost had a phone call come in there. 42 minutes past the hour here on this Thanksgiving Eve. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on this whole turkey issue. Because Here's in my brain what's going on. In all the years that I have done this, I know I've put it in the refrigerator. That has happened. But I always thought I did that when I bought the turkey early, and then I would put it in the sink on Monday. So I just can't remember. There's got to be somebody out here who knows something. Go ahead, caller.
I have a question. I just picked up a turkey dinner from Kroger's. Never done this before in my life, but can I leave that box in the trunk of my car in the garage? The garage temperature is like 50 degrees. How cold is the inside of your refrigerator?
I think the inside of the refrigerator is like 54 degrees.
Okay. My garage is, I just looked at the temperature, and my temperature in the garage is 50. So can I just leave that box in the trunk of my car in the garage?
Well, you know, last week when we had Heloise on, it's very strange because she said that she used to eat Thanksgiving with some people who left the, was it the turkey? It was something to do with Thanksgiving, but they left it in the trunk of the car because it was a colder climate, and the trunk was as cool as the refrigerator.
Yeah, well, actually, my garage is cooler than my refrigerator.
Right, so I heaven knows I don't want to give out any cooking advice at this point, but I temperature is temperature, I would think. I don't know what the difference would be. What do you make of the you've prepared turkeys, I'm sure. What do you make of this turkey situation?
It's just a puzzle. I guess you find out how many people got sick the way you fixed it, and then don't do it like that next year.
Now, how do you do your turkey?
I go to Kroger's.
And now do you, how long do you thaw it out?
Oh, I don't have to. See, they've already done it. That's the reason I got it in the box in the trunk of the car.
Oh, so you just get it already pre-made.
Yes.
I'm with you. Well, isn't salmonella, though, isn't that eating undercooked meat?
I don't know if it's undercooked or I'm not sure. I'm not sure, you know, if I have this theory, when in doubt, throw it out.
Well, yeah, and I think when I go home, if I feel the bottom and the bottom feels warm and you know, it smells funny, I'm certainly not going to cook that, even if I have any doubt, even if it doesn't smell funny, because I don't, does turkey smell when it spoils? I don't know.
Well, probably, because chicken does, and
right.
Why wouldn't turkey?
So I would think turkey, because what I would do when I went home, if it's still frozen on the bottom, I mean, couldn't I just put it in the refrigerator at this point?
I would think.
Yeah.
I would think.
And just leave it in there.
Or leave it in the trunk of your car.
Leave it in the trunk of my car. Because it's only been out since Monday night at 8 o'clock, so it hasn't even been in the sink for 48 hours yet.
But I remember that people always would get that chicken or turkey out, and they always just set it on the sink. There on the sink ledge, and so I don't know if it's different, if we have more chemicals in it that makes it different to how it thaws or not thaws or whatever.
Well, I know that people were not using this water method, and I know that people were not just leaving it in the refrigerators, because people used to put the turkey in the sink all the time. It's just the time frame I'm not sure of, and this year, the turkey's pretty big, you know, 19 pounds.
Well, maybe you ought to start getting smaller ones, get two of them.
I'm just going to have to, like, a 5-pound turkey.
Get a 5-pound turkey.
Leave it in the refrigerator. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
I want to tell you what I'm thankful for.
Oh, yes, yes, do tell.
I'm thankful for you guys at the station, because when you don't have anybody to talk to and nobody to talk to you, you turn it on, and you guys are so goofy that you always bring a laugh out, and I certainly do appreciate it, and I'm sure lots of old people sitting in the house do too.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, I'm thankful that there are people out there listening and enjoying it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yeah, happy
Bye.
Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Well, I appreciate that. Okay. Now, here's what I'm getting from the internet. Here we go. Now, this is from Google. This is weird and strange. While frozen, a turkey is safe indefinitely. However, as soon as it begins to thaw, any bacteria that may have been present before freezing can begin to grow again. A package of frozen meat or poultry left thawing on the counter more than 2 hours is not at a safe temperature. See, I don't know. Strange. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I'm Mary, and I just wanted to talk to you, Scott. This is my first time ever calling.
Well, I'm glad. Have you been listening for a while?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I usually listen like a, you know, not every day, but, you know, several times a week I listen.
Well, I'm glad you called in.
And your subject on the turkey, that is very dangerous, what you're doing. But if you've been doing it, I would run the risk. But really, what I always did, I just wanted to call and let you know what I always did. I haven't been cooking. I'm elderly. And I haven't been cooking a turkey for the past several years. But when I did, I always put mine in the refrigerator after I bought it for a couple of days. And then the night before, like, you know, 8 or 9, whatever your bedtime is, I would put it in a kitchen sink and then fill the whole sink full of ice over so to keep the water cold.
Right.
As it thawed. And then I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and start my process. And if it wasn't all the way unthawed, I just put it up, you know, on something like a glass jar or, you know, anything that, to keep it up so it'll drain out. And if there's any ice or anything still in it that's still frozen, it will drain out.
Well, you know, it's funny because, see, here's what's weird in my brain. Is that I know I have set it in the refrigerator before,
But
I can't remember when I took it out of the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I have a block on that this year. I've never had to replace the turkey. I've never had this happen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why on Monday night, like I said, it was fairly late Monday night. I'm not sure why I put it directly in the sink, but you know, the person I was with, who went to the grocery store with me, you know, they saw me put it in the sink and didn't think anything of it either. So because my worry was at 19 pounds, that with only 2.5 days to go, that this thing is not going to thaw out in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that was my thinking. Of putting it in the sink.
You were right. It would not. But like I said, if you would have put it in there, say, Monday night in the refrigerator, and then, like, tonight, right before you go to bed, you know, put it in the sink and put water and then fill the whole sink full of ice. So as the water warms up, that the ice is still keeping the water, keeping the water around the bird, you know, to a certain level. You know, like, it won't be, you know, 32 or anything like that, but, you know, it'll keep it where it would no danger. I guess the danger, you know, and you can't remember, but the real danger, as the meat is thawing, there is a portion of the meat there that's already thawed, and that's where that salmonella germ gets in there.
Right.
And, but if you've been doing this and you can't remember, I mean, you know, I wouldn't, I'd just go ahead and do it because I have a friend, he believes that any meat that's cooked over 400 degrees, which I don't know what temperature you're going to cook yours at, but this is his belief. And he just turned 66 and he believes meat can even be spoiled and you bring it up to a temperature at 400 degrees, it kills any germ in there. Now, that's his belief. And he just turned 66, so I don't know. He must be doing something right.
Well, that's interesting because, see, now, here's the other question I have. If I end up throwing this turkey out and going, you know, tonight and getting another turkey, now I will put it in the sink tonight because there's no way.
Yeah.
So I would put that turkey in the sink tonight. If when I start cooking it at 11 or 12 tomorrow afternoon, even though it might not be all the way thawed, if I just cook it longer, because those turkeys now have those little things that pop out.
Mm-hmm.
So can you start cooking a frozen turkey? It just might take longer than you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. that would not work. I'll tell you what, it would make it be so watery. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people do that, and what it is, you still got a certain amount of blood in there too, you know, because
right.
they usually put the giblets inside, and a packet of giblets. And I've heard of people doing that, but to me, I wouldn't want to eat it because I'll tell you what, that packet of giblets is wrapped in a paper, and they put it on the inside of the turkey usually. Some of them say with giblets and some say without. Most of them, I think, do have the giblets in there. And but like I said, no, that would not work, not that being all the way frozen like that. No,
huh.
That would not work either.
That's interesting. Well, what are you thankful for this year?
Pardon?
What are you thankful for this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm thankful for everything I have and everything I don't have. So that just pretty well includes I'm thankful for everything I have and everything I don't have.
Well, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling in today, and I want you to have the most happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I want you too, but I would talk to some more people before I threw that turkey away.
I'm going to check it out this morning.
Okay. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving, Scott.
You
thank
too.
You for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye.
All right, phone lines are open. See, I don't have any problem throwing the turkey out. I do not want illness on Thanksgiving. So throwing the turkey out is no worry to me. But I don't, because, it, you know, turkeys are very cheap, especially at Thanksgiving time. But I don't know why. See, I think I'm bringing it up now and I'm overthinking it, is what's happening. Because I don't know that I've ever overthought this before. I don't know that I've ever thought this much about the turkey. I think some people, and I don't want to call people overly cautious, but I think some people are a little overcautious. Go ahead, caller.
I tuned back in just in time to hear you say you were throwing a turkey out. So I need your address because I know a good deal when I hear one. I want to go get me a free turkey.
But you don't want this salmonella turkey. See,
I ain't scared.
Okay, well, do you think you can? Monday night at 8 o'clock, I put a 19-pound turkey in the sink. Now,
let's pause right there. I'm telling you, this is what my grandma always told me. Why would you put it in the sink?
Because one year I bought a turkey, and I don't remember the poundage, but I think I had just tried to thaw it in the refrigerator, and when it came to Thanksgiving, because it was like Monday, I usually buy it the week of Thanksgiving, usually Sunday or Monday, it was not thawed out. By the time Thursday came around.
Okay, so let's be reasonable. There is no way, maybe if you had like a 75-pound turkey, but there's no way, Scott. It wasn't frozen through and through. Now, even when one gets thawed, you'll still have a little bit of ice, like, in the middle. And when you're taking out the giblets, you know, you just rinse that off. You're saying the meat was completely frozen?
I remember just trying to move the legs to get the giblets and things out of it. They wouldn't move. I mean, it was frozen. And it was hard. I remember, you know, when I put it in.
Hold on, I gotta ask you something. Now, I see what you did there just now. Is it giblet or giblet? I need to know.
Giblet or giblet? I think it's giblet. I think
giblet.
Down in maybe in West
now,
Virginia they say
giblet.
I think it's giblet.
Really? But
yeah.
Then again, I would say patterns and modern. And
the
do that
the turkey neck's in there, I know that.
I know. And I think I cooked one year and I didn't even know about that. I was young and dumb. I didn't take that stuff out of there.
Well, see, here's what I think's going to happen. I'm going to go home today and I'll feel the bottom, and I bet the bottom is still cold because it's not. So if the top of the turkey, if the turkey still feels cold, is it okay? I'm not sure about
this.
So
I just want to go back. So now you said that you had put the turkey in that one year that you were talking about. You put the turkey in the refrigerator on Monday and you left it in there and you took it out on Thursday and you couldn't even move the legs?
Yeah, I think one year I tried to thaw it totally in the refrigerator, and by the time Thursday came around, and it would not. Matter of fact, because you know it has that little button on it, which has always worked for me. But that particular year, when it got to like the 4 hours that you're supposed to cook it, it would not pop. I mean, it was still frozen. So I based
wow.
both of those things on... Well, how did your grandmother do it? She started on Sunday
now
night.
Now that I think about it, I mean, I don't necessarily just leave it in the refrigerator and forget about it until that morning. I am sort of doing like what you're doing, and like Wednesday night you're going to check it. And, you know, like you've heard the other people say, cold water baths and change your water every half hour and stuff like that. I think I've done that before too.
Right, but I just, I guess what I'm saying, and for the people who are coming who might be listening, the little group that's going to get together at my house because of, you know, pandemic, we've pared down everything, but I just, it doesn't seem to me like there would be danger in this. You know, why are we so nervous about turkeys that we cook once a year?
I don't know, because that, now there's a question for Tracy Kinsler, like, what, how many people is really going to the ER because of, you know, suspect turkey or whatever. Like, I agree with the last caller. Like, I mean, I've even, as long as you get stuff up to the proper temperature, you're going to be all right. And if you, I just need to know, Scott, are you throwing this turkey out? Because I'm going to come over and get it.
Here's my theory on this turkey. Here's what I'm going to do, and I'll be honest with you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go home today, and I am going to take it out of the sink and set it in the refrigerator. Now, the refrigerator is not going to freeze it, so I'm not refreezing thawed-out meat, which is dangerous. The refrigerator is like 54 degrees, so I'm going to put it in the refrigerator right now, and then later on when I see the person, because somebody is coming over tonight to help start prepare things, I'm going to ask them what they think, because I think if the turkey was spoiled, all meat that's spoiled has an odor, and I would think this turkey would have to have some kind of odor, and I think salmonella comes from undercooked meat, and it
right.
hasn't been cooked at all.
Right.
So,
well, and like, that's true, like, but your nose, you know, that will tell you what's going on when you're cooking. Like, you know, you go by the recipe or whatever, but when you're sitting in the front room, you know when that meat is done in the oven, your nose is going to tell you, because your whole house will smell, you know, like a roast beef or a turkey or whatever you're cooking.
But so here's the oddity to me about the
turkey. Hold on, let me ask you a question. I think a lot of people trust some pop-up timers, but what if you had a faulty pop-up timer?
See, there you go. There's a lot of problems here. You know, you grab your giblets and go out and get another turkey,
yeah,
I guess, is what you do. But no,
have I been saying it wrong my whole life? I always thought it was giblets.
No, I think it's giblets. But here's the thing. What I'm saying is that when it comes to meat, like hamburger, which we eat all year round. Now, if we go to the store and we buy hamburger and it says it's no, don't sell past Sunday. If we happen to leave it in our refrigerator for 3 days too long, you know, if you take that meat out, which you paid more than you pay for about anything else in the store, if you give it the smell test and you look at it and it smells okay, you cook it, you eat it, and everything's fine.
Yeah.
Now, but why do we not hold that up for turkeys that we eat one day a year? I mean, if it smells funny, of course I'm going to throw it out.
Right.
But why do we not hold that to turkeys? We don't. We oh my gosh, that thing's going to have salmonella and everything else in the world.
I'm not really that paranoid about it. And like I said, I can prove that to you, because if you throw that turkey out, give me your address. I'll come by.
You come get the turkey. Well, you know what? In the weather we're having right now, it might be frozen again by the time you get it. What do you think for?
I'm patiently awaiting snow.
Yeah,
I love the winter.
What are you thankful for this year?
Oh, my family. They're all safe and sound.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, keep listening, because I'm going to be on with Glenn. We're going to ask him about the turkey and maybe take more phone calls.
Happy Thanksgiving, Scott.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. All right, Glenn Coble and I are going to be on from 10 to 12 today. We're going to continue this conversation, and then he'll be on with A Progressive Life from 12 to 1, and we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond 4 to 5 today, and the Trinity Baptist Church from last Sunday 6 until 7. But think about this whole turkey problem. We've spent a whole hour now, and thank you for calling in. We never got to any of the Thanksgiving trivia, but that's fine. We all know about Thanksgiving, so we'll hold that off until we know more about this turkey. But it's very strange, because I'll tell you what the biggest thing in my mind is. Why would I put the turkey in the sink Monday? I've been doing this for many years, and that was just, I did it without even thinking Monday night at 8 o'clock. So it hasn't even been in the sink for 48 hours yet. You know, it's only been in there
since Monday at 8 o'clock at night. So I don't even think it would be thawed out yet. I don't know. Let's be honest. But you don't want a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day, and you don't want an overthawed turkey on Thanksgiving Day. So think about this. Get together. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
Lounge singer Tony Clifton.
It's close to 1 o'clock here, close to 10 o'clock there.
Yeah,
you're,
that's okay. I don't have a gig tonight.
And you got to make a Letterman.
If I want a drink, what's the problem with you if I want a drink?
No, I have no problem with it, Tony.
No, you got a problem.
No, I got no problem.
No, you're... Then I said I can do it in the morning.
No, Tony.
What are you, a priest?